This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, we built our first Shopify website.
Origins 26, Practicality, Lead with the Product, a blog post from the 25th of July. After 10 months of product development and a few months of sharing what we're up to on a daily basis while building this business, we finally decided that it's time to invest into creating one of the most vital pieces of this puzzle, our e-commerce website. We may or may not have delayed this project, given that we are programmers by day and that creating a website is a lot more native to us, compared to talking about fashion collections, color stays, gingham or ribeye weaving, etc. Even though we're still not ready to start selling, we're shortly approaching that time and it made sense to start creating a central hub that can showcase our products, provide more information about us, our vision and the product, as well as point people to the platforms we are most active on. You can see the current version of the website over at weredulo.com. We also added the option to sign up for our newsletter, as we had some interest from people asking when we're going to start selling. In this way, once people sign up for our newsletter and the shop is ready, we can send an email to those early enthusiasts and let them know that Dulo is live. Not to mention all the other benefits of building a strong mailing list when it comes to creating a community around the brand. For the design of the website, we're taking the practical approach and choosing a theme that closely fits our vision for the online shop, saving time from developing it ourselves, giving us the ability to invest it somewhere else. We're using the theme pretty much out of the box, with only a few customizations. If, however, a need arises to develop further custom functionality, Shopify gives us the ability to get our hands dirty under the hood. The danger of overestimating storytelling abilities. In my personal experience, when it comes to branding and storytelling, most marketing and UX folks overestimate their ability to tell a story and therefore convert someone into a client, taking them on a so-called user journey. The belief that you would engage someone and provide enough value in return for the time through a few pages of nice visuals, hoping that at the end he or she lands on the product page, fell short more often than not, unless you have strong branding or UX understanding and abilities, or a strong established brand. Even though we trust and work towards becoming good at storytelling, at this point, the thing that we can invest more trust in is the product. We have developed it, we have tested it, we have worn it, we can touch it. We can see that it provides value. Therefore, we want to put the product front and center on the website, given that it's the most stable attention anchor at this point. The positioning of the product on the homepage also ties in with our overarching theme of saving time and providing convenience. We'd love people to go through the website and look at our story, but we want them to be able to do that on their own terms. If they're there to get a shirt, we want to provide that straight upon landing on the website. Good storytelling on all other platforms that tie together into the product page at the end will not hurt, of course. But brand building is a long-term game, and in order for us to reach that long-term goal, we need to be financially successful and practical in the short term.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.